Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Like the way that Brian Daboll coached the game yesterday against the Eagles.
What, just basically like, I mean, sort of tanking without tanking type of thing?
Yeah, you know, he'll never admit it, but there were some decisions yesterday that were made that were very interesting.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
that's probably, it reminded me of a guy that probably felt like he was pretty safe in his job.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, and, you know, Malik Nabers gets a record, then he comes out of the game, so... Yeah, I mean, I don't. I think that these guys are probably coming back, barring some. You know, here would be the thing that would worry me if I were Brian Daboll. What do the Tishes think? Because I feel like John Mara is so close to the football side, but the Tishes deal with the business side a lot more. And I feel like they could come in and be like, "We're really bringing these guys back." Like we can't, there is no juice whatsoever. Plus, we lost the number one overall pick. Like, you really want to go into an offseason flatlining like this again? So it's just that if the Tishes are on board from the business side of keeping them, then it's a lock. But I just, that would be the one thing if I were Brian Daboll. Like, I wonder what they think. Because I feel like I got John Mara on my side. But do I have the Tishes on my side as well? Which is something that no one ever talks about, by the way. You know?
I know.
And I think it's something to bring up, quite frankly.
I would think that the Tish side of things, which really is, what, 51-49%, right?
Yeah.
I would think the Tish side of things are pretty frustrated, but probably knew when they bought their half or their 49% of the team, or however much they have, that part of it came along with, hey, we're a part of the team. We're not part of the decision-making. But I would also think if you want to be a good partner... You know, you have to involve them in all decisions. And I would think that one of the Tish representatives would be in meetings today with both Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
Right. And I just, that's the only, like the football side of it, I can make a case for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. But here's the thing I don't understand is why all these articles have been written about how if one of them goes, it's going to be Brian Daboll and not Joe Shane. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Because if I'm looking at the job that these guys have done, and I say who's done a worse job, quite frankly, it's been the general manager with the
Players,
picks.
Yes.
And to me, like, it's like if you're going to keep them both, you keep them both. If you get rid of one, you get rid of the other one. So, I mean, having Joe Shane stay and then Brian Daboll leave, that wouldn't make much sense to me at all. And if they end up firing Brian Daboll, who the hell is going to be the head coach? I would have no idea where to even start with the Giants and who their head coach would be next year and what would be the fit with this group. I mean, I can't even figure out right now who the Jets coach is going to be. I know who I want, but they're going to hire a guy who's going to be out of here in 3 years too. They just are. Unless they somehow convince Mike Vrabel that the Jets are a better situation than the Patriots, which they're not going to. He's going to the Patriots.
Well, the Patriots have two young quarterbacks. I don't know if you saw any of their game yesterday. You probably
did. No, I did because I bet the under.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That went over.
That went over, yeah. I'll tell you why, Frank.
Because I thought Joe Milton was going to go out there and be terrible,
no.
And the guy was unbelievable.
All right, so this is what Joe Milton has that, like I was talking about, Shedeur Sanders doesn't have. Now, Shedeur, I will say, has his dad. He's been around it his entire life, much like Patrick Mahomes was around Major League Baseball. And I do think that Shedeur, in his body, feels like he's not going to be intimidated. Like, mm-hmm. He's ready for the next step. He's ready for the next conquest. And I do believe that that part of it does exist for Shedeur. But what doesn't exist for Shedeur that you saw with Joe Milton yesterday, Joe Milton is like Anthony Richardson. He is explosive as an athlete. You saw the backflip after he scored the touchdown.
Yeah.
So he's explosive as an athlete. He ran 4.5 40. He's 6'5". He's 240 pounds. And he could throw the ball 85 yards. All right, so he's got maybe, and I was talking to Phil during this game yesterday. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Yeah, it absolutely was shocking. And, you know, he had that one, it's such a shame, he had that touchdown called back where he was running all over the field and dodging tackles and then throws a laser to the front left corner of the end zone and was caught. And it was called back for a holding penalty, I think. But this guy, the most impressive thing to me, obviously, you know, the running and the athleticism, but how he was able to, when there was pressure on him, keep his eyes downfield and still make throws. Like, his first reaction wasn't to just take off and run. It was to get away from the defender and still look down the field to try to make a play with his arm. I mean, I would, if I were a general manager, I'd be all over that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So this guy was a 6th-round draft pick for the Patriots in last year's draft. So they drafted Drake May with the 3rd overall pick, and then they drafted Joe Milton in the 6th round. That's a great pick. Still, to me, the best pick in the entire draft was the Atlanta Falcons and Michael Penix. That, to me, is the best pick in the draft, and the reason for that, again, you saw it yesterday. The Falcons' defense looks like they have no idea what they're doing. Raheem Morris is supposed to be a defensive coach, and that defense is a disgrace. And they should be in the playoffs. They should have won their last two games, and they lost their last two games to Washington and Carolina. And Bryce Young had a very strong game yesterday. So a strong ending to the season for Bryce Young, who will end up staying with Carolina, and they'll give him another year, and they'll see if they can build off of what he was able to do because he finally looks relaxed. But Michael Penix, when they took him, obviously everybody went nuts because they signed Kirk Cousins to this big deal and everything else. And then all of a sudden you see this kid on the field and you're like, man, this guy, he's got it. He's definitely got it. He's played three games and all three games they should have won. They didn't lose because of him. They lost because of their horrific coaching and defense for the Atlanta Falcons. But they should have made the playoffs and they didn't. And unfortunately for the Bengals, they don't make the playoffs either because of the Denver Broncos whitewashing Carson Wentz and the Kansas City Chiefs, who didn't come to play at all yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and now we're talking about a draft where you have said you don't like Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward as top picks, and you've got Michael Penix, who the Giants had an opportunity to draft, Bo Nix, who the Giants had an opportunity to draft, and also we'll see if J.J. McCarthy is anything. You know, they had an opportunity to draft him as well. And all three of those guys, I think if you put them in this draft, might get drafted ahead of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
All right, let me ask you this question. If Sam, let's say the Vikings lose this Monday night in L.A., is he coming back? I know you still think he isn't coming back no matter what he does unless he goes to the Super Bowl and they win the Super Bowl.
Well, he's definitely not. I think even if they win the Super Bowl, he might not come back. I got to be honest with you. I just think that they are dead set on having that rookie salary at quarterback and going forward there. But no, absolutely not if they lose this game on Wild Card Weekend. Yeah, man, so it's 100% lock.
You know, it's amazing because I was talking going into the last three games, meaning the Packer game last week, the Lion game this week, and then next week's playoff game. Now it's next week's playoff game. It's not the number one seed, but you know how important these three games are going to be for a decision to be made as to whether or not he stays there.
Yeah, I just really, really think that this has been the plan. And if he ends up going on some ridiculous Eli Manning type run on the road in the playoffs and going to win the Super Bowl, you know, maybe you have that discussion, obviously, but it's going to be very difficult for them. You know, that's why I kept saying, you know, going into this game, it's a difference between going to the Super Bowl or, you know, losing in the divisionals. It's just going to be tough.
The Jets are going to need a quarterback. They're not bringing him back here. The Titans? That makes a lot of sense, right?
Ton of fifth. Well, they are also now the number one overall pick, so how much do they like one of these guys, and do they love Shedeur?
I'll tell you what, man. I see, if I'm the Titans, I'm auctioning this pick off. Because you need more players. You need better players. You need more draft picks. And maybe you get a player or two for whoever who would want this. Maybe the Giants would want it. Who knows? But like a team like the Raiders, that to me seems where Shedeur should go because that's, I don't know, for some reason, I just feel like that fits. And I've been saying that for months.
They're picking, what, sixth?
Yeah, but they may be willing to give you, you know, switch the picks with you this year, give you a next year's first round pick and this year's second round pick and maybe even a first round pick 3 years from now. I mean, this is a way that you have to build a team if you're a team like the Titans. You have to do everything you possibly can to put it out there that you're taking a guy that you think another team wants. You're not so really sold on him, but you have to just keep fluffing him up, and then all of a sudden somebody's going to overpay for that draft pick. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was hoping the Giants would do if they ended up with the number
one
pick.
And now they're on the other side of it. Now they might be the team that ends up trading all the picks to go up and get a quarterback.
Don't do it.